Guru Nation, welcome to episode 922 of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. In this episode, Chris and I do a post Save Our Sites conference podcast where we actually got asked. I got asked this question via a YouTube comment, and then somebody at the conference asked me a very similar question about time management and how site owners and other entrepreneurs that we know in the space manage their time so well. And the short answer is we don't really. It just we make it seem like it. And the long answer is it's a work in progress. And there's a lot of tools one can use and preferences. And I thought rather than going solo, because I like to use a lot of tech and tools and things like that, I'll bring on my business partner Chris, who has a completely different strategy. And if you were to ask 10 more people the same question, you get 10 different responses, but just thought there might be something here, and it actually turns into like some philosophical conversation towards the middle and the end. So there's something here for everyone. And speaking of managing my time, I want to thank my two sponsors, Creo. Creo really helps. It's like command central station for my site. They're always adding more things. We are now messing around with the patient recruitment aspect of it, where we're trying to develop traits for our patients so that we can have better reporting tools for our sponsors when they ask us things like demographics and questions like that. Even though we are in a very diverse and underserved community in Yuma, Arizona, it's nice to have these things one click away. And Creo makes your site so high tech. They have CTMS, they have eSource, e-signatures, e-reg. Only pay for what you use. Check it out in the show notes. Also, thank you to our other sponsor, and this does help save a lot of time on the looking for studies aspect, and it's a free tool. It's Inato, and Inato is where I go to get studies for my site. It's multi-therapeutic. You do need experienced PIs, but once you do, you go on there. They do not get involved in any other aspect of your site operation. And you can get studies for your site. And that's it. So, with those two sponsors, thank you very much. Check out both of them in the show notes. And I hope you enjoy the show. I think there's something here for everyone. Bye bye. Guru Nation, it's my brother from another mother. Listen, we're coming off of a fresh Save Our Sites Part 2, the sophomore album. And it was a banger. There was a lot of bangers on that album. And then Chris and I
It was a
both got.
banger.
Here's the thing, Chris doesn't usually like my style, but on this time he did. He's like, "Hey man, I had to sneak out and go get a souvenir. Next door was OKC Thunder Arena. I came back with this thing. It took me a while to figure out which one I wanted. I came back with this." Chris is like, "Hey man, where'd you get that hat? I really want one too." So he went and got one. Looking good on you, man.
Thank you, Dan. It looks good on you too.
I'm glad you're finally
Well,
coming around to my style, man.
let me finish just the context here. So
By the way,
for
you're
every news,
dressing just like me. I'm honored.
I can see that. So
I'm honored, man. Nothing wrong with that.
every city I go to, I get a hat from a professional team. Every city.
Right.
And I try to go to see a game of something,
Did you
but
get the bottle, by the way?
I did. I got like three of those.
How'd you get three bottles, man? All right, I'm pissed.
So the girls were all throwing crap at me the last day. I could barely close my suitcase. I
Yeah, I
got
couldn't close my
these
suitcase.
sweatshirts. I think I got five of these.
Wow.
They were throwing stuff at me. Here,
Monica
it's
only
all.
put two in my bag.
Yeah.
I should have got more.
Well, you left too early. I was there longer than you.
The downsides of being a podcaster. But anyways, that's why we're dressed alike. We're not sponsored by the Thunder, although they are the best team in the league this year, for what it's worth.
Are
They'll
they?
get kicked out of the first round, like always. They're way too young. But they're a scrappy team.
Durant no longer plays for them,
Oh
right?
no, he played for them for 1 year. They have a guy named Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that's gonna
Wait,
win.
wait. Kevin Durant played for them for only 1 year?
I think so, or maybe more than one. I don't know.
He was stolen by from the Sonics, right?
Yeah, that's how you know him. Yeah,
Yeah.
but we're off fresh off the SOS high. We actually got a question that I thought, you know what? Let me let Chris answer this one. Chris was an
Oh,
excellent
great.
moderator, and
Yeah, I got some laughs.
pretty
That was my goal.
totalitarian in your some of your actions, but it was good. People liked it. I thought it was good. I genuinely laughed. But we got a question that I think it's not
He was
like exactly up your
He
alley, but I'm actually curious to hear your answer.
was with the Thunder for 9 years. Okay,
Oh,
let's go
okay,
on.
my bad. It shows you what I know.
More than I know. That's why I didn't know. It's like, wait,
9 years,
a
that's crazy. Okay,
year?
so there is this question about how do you organize. It was directed at me, but it applies to you too.
Okay.
And I guess it's good to have multiple
Opinions?
opinions. And if I were to interview Monica, she would give me a whole other thing. So the question was, with all the different businesses you have in research and you podcast and, all the stuff I do, how do you keep yourself organized? Like with the site, with yourself, with, yeah,
Did
and
you
you
answer this
laughed.
honestly?
I haven't answered it yet. This is my attempt. But
Okay.
I thought it would be good to like ask you the
So,
same thing. Like you do
yeah.
way less podcasts, but
Sure.
like, you run the consulting firm, you negotiate tons of contracts. You help students out from the academies from time to time. You onboard new site owners. You ran point guard, kind of more like point forward for SOS this year.
No, that was Judy or Monica or Ashley. The women all did most of the work. We can all confess to that.
Right, the girls, yeah, but you got involved on some other contract. And where'd your camera go? You just like dropped off the video here.
Did?
Yeah, for
Oh.
those listening,
Sorry. I must have
she's
accidentally clicked the
back.
button.
But like, let's start with you first. How do you keep yourself organized day to day? They're asking day to day, and I plan to break mine down. Do you want me to do mine first? Maybe it gives
No,
you.
I'll do mine first
Okay.
so I can offer some humor. So I think I'm a little, not a lot, but a little more organized than Dan, I think. So I think I find it maybe a little easier than Dan does. I don't honestly, and this is going to sound insulting, but it's supposed to be humorous. I don't think Dan could do what I do because there's just way too many different things going on, moving pieces. Let me just show real
Yeah,
quick.
on the budgets and stuff and on the
So,
contracts, no way. So Chris is not sharing his screen for those that are listening on the podcast.
these are all of our clients, okay? Now I haven't updated this for a while, so some of these are past clients, and
Sure.
they all have questions. They all at one time or another have budgets to be negotiated, and you got to keep track of all this crap. So I have all these folders for all of our clients, both the things that I need
Wow.
to download, and then they're separate folders. Now the way Dan organizes things in his email is he doesn't. He just has an inbox,
Well, I have like five inboxes.
which I don't know how he does that. That would so drive me nuts.
So here's how. So let's go email. Okay, so correct. I couldn't do. First of all, I wouldn't. I was giving the girls a shout out on SOS. I wouldn't want to even attempt to do a conference without them. And that's precisely because of what they do. I know where my strengths are, where my weaknesses are. I wouldn't want to do this consulting thing without you. Like, wouldn't even want to attempt to do
Sure.
this without you or someone like you with a similar skill set. And that's really the answer. The short answer to this question for me is I depend on other people. And so I usually end up partnering like we did, or in the case of Yuma Clinical Trials, hiring and delegating and knowing what's going on, but not in the nitty-gritty details, but knowing enough, like when there's an issue, I know how to get involved, how to fix it without knowing the details, right? Like I know process, and I'm a fan of the process, but like, yeah, my inbox is horrible. I connect like 10 emails in one box, and then they just start flooding. But I did get a AI assistant for that. It's called Spark AI. I pay $5 a month. So worth it. Like, it even will reply for you with a click of a button. It'll organize things. You can tag. So it's I'll never be as organized as you just showed there. My first year of working, I was that way. I had By
Yeah, because
study.
you're a coordinator, though, right? And you have to be.
By study. But if I were a coordinator, I couldn't even attempt to do any of this other stuff I'm doing. So now we have like 12 businesses or so. Like everything just kind of gets thrown into one messy
Well,
inbox. And so that's like, so okay, but that's just email and clients. But how do you keep track of like your workflow for that day? For example,
everything gets ran through my email. So if someone texts me, "Hey, can you take care of this, or can you do that, or I have a question about this," and I'm not like in front of my computer, like a client, this happens probably 3 times a day. A client asks for something. I just either tell them, please email me that request, or I just for if they texted me a detailed enough text, I forward it to my inbox, and that's my to-do list. So,
So your inbox is your to-do list.
yep,
And
and
you've
that's
been
why
successful with this strategy for how
dozen
long?
years.
Now, could you do that this way and run the site without key staff there?
No, well, I mean, there's only so many hours in a day, right? So.
Would there be a better way to streamline this and be able to do both? Or does it ultimately depend on you need people at
Well,
places?
absolutely. So for me, if I were to go, if, let's just say, for example, I moved somewhere and you and I decided, hey, let's open up a site there. If I were to take on that task, I would have to offload a lot of my consulting work. There's no way I could make a site successful and continue what I'm doing as I am doing now. There's just no way. Zero.
You could take a step back, like in year three, like I am here with Yuma.
Right, but it takes dedication to get a site up and running from scratch. There's just no way you can't really devote full time to that aspect. You have to.
Because before I moved to Yuma to run the site here, or to open the site here, I was doing the jumping on client calls with you. And
Yeah.
then when that happened, when I moved here, I'm like, listen, I gotta go
Take
all
care
in
of the
here,
site.
at
Yep.
least the first 2 years, set up a system. And now in year three, the system's there. It just needs occasional tweaks. People need occasional kick in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, so there's two things that happen there, right? When you moved to Yuma, our consulting service was not as busy as it is now. So it wasn't really that big of a deal for you to drop off all the consulting stuff. But I was doing more at, well, that's not true. I wasn't doing more at Breakthrough. It's just our business wasn't as busy as it is now on the consulting side. And you've taken on other tasks too since moving to Yuma. I think your podcast has expanded, right? You're
The
doing some
podcast, yep. The
consulting work for others.
no, not really. Just the sponsorship, like Creo and Anato, shout out to them. They
And
sponsored my pods, but there's no like actual work I do for them. I'll make an occasional website here and there for a client, but that's not really like a real business. So it's
well,
really
and
not, other than SOS, DSCS, our academies, the site itself, there's not many other things like that occupy my work day, but that's plenty.
well, you forgot one huge aspect there. And that thing goes by image.
Well, yeah, I said my work day, you know,
Yeah,
we have.
but there's still only so many hours. And
Correct, correct.
those have to be considered, right? In your total day.
Yeah, having a newborn's like forget about productivity because you're on his schedule. Like, you know, if you want to get to some emails and I'm burping him or something, like it ain't happening. That's a whole separate thing. But like people are just genuinely curious of how we organize our days, and it's nothing fancy. I am thinking of using something like Monday.com for the site to keep. I know Monica's a huge fan of Monday to streamline workflow and things like that. So I am thinking of using more tech for the site itself, but that's not because I'm overwhelmed in any capacity with that. I just want to make sure everyone, like, I want to make sure we're as efficient as we can be. And I feel like there's a lot of wasted time at the site when we're kind of slow on visits. And I think there could be better utilization of that time. And like for us at DSCS, I mean, who knows? Maybe something like Monday would work too, but it's really just me and you and a few people behind the scenes. If we ever get someone else helping out, or We're also advisors for some companies getting at with the consulting. It's advice. So there that takes some of your time too with Zoom. It's basically a lot of Zooms followed by some videos followed by making sure the businesses are going according to plan. And I only hear about business stuff when things are not going according to plan. A coordinator will call me, I'm having an issue with this person, or a patient may text me, or a PI might call me, or in the case of our DSCS consulting work, a client's upset about something once in a while, or a student might be upset. That's when I'll get involved again, and then I'll call you or Monica or Katie or whomever and say, hey, what's going on? How do we fix this? And then I do reach out to that
Well,
individual. So it's
to
more
be
that kind of stuff.
dealing with a problem on the academy side and the consulting side, so Monica or myself, it's more if we're unable to resolve the problem. Do you have anything you could
Or
maybe
if they're not happy
say?
with
Right,
you guys,
we're
which
unable
is,
to resolve it.
yeah, which doesn't happen that often, but there's a
It
lot of
does happen.
stakeholders. It happens.
People are people.
People are, exactly. And then part of it's biz dev. I mean, any one of our businesses are full-time jobs, and then you just throw all of them in there, plus the podcasting, plus the YouTube, plus like I know I have a videographer where I have Daniel and friends and all that, and they're good. But I can only afford like one piece of content a week from them. It's not like every day. So the majority of my content, I film it and then I'll have AI edit it. It doesn't come out as good as when Daniel does, but obviously you get what you pay for. It's better than what I could do personally. So I'm starting to embed a lot of AI in my workflow, and it is helping me pull out more of a output or reduce some of my burden on the front
So
end.
that's
AI
where.
does one of those two things for me.
So to be fair to Dan, that is where Dan is organized, right? Is probably on the video side. Less so on operations, maybe at the site side or certainly the client side, consulting side. But I would say you, Dan, are organized when it comes to the video side of things. The content side, I think you're much more organized there than like the little detailed crap that is necessary, maybe on the site side or on the consulting side. I just don't think that captures your mind. So you just kind of, I'd rather just not deal with it where you like the video stuff and the content stuff. So you're a little bit more in tuned with exactly how to manage it. That's my belief.
Probably. And the fact that that's not really its own business. I mean, yeah, I have a separate LLC, we have sponsors. But it's still like a one-man show versus everything else is not. And certainly not the site, certainly not SOS. Those things take on life of their own.
Oh
And I've
hell no.
noticed
Could you
that.
wait. Could you imagine trying to do SOS by yourself?
No,
Oh
I
my
like I said
God.
to open up the show, never even would attempt.
Bullet in the
I know I could pull the
head.
people. I could pull the people,
No. Entirely
but
by yourself. That's
no
it.
way, no. Because the easy part's getting the word out to me, before me. The hard part's making sure everyone's happy, making sure it runs well.
Yeah, just putting everything together.
No
The
way.
small
No
intricate
way.
parts.
No way.
It's like putting a model together. Like, did you ever do that as a kid? Put together like a car
Yeah,
model with.
a bunch.
Okay. It's similar to that, but that's a little more intriguing, right?
This is more true. I like the business, building the businesses though.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy it. It's just when it gets mature, it's less enjoyable. I like when it's startup, like
So it's a.
chaotic.
I can see that because you and I are both that way. I like the competitive side of it. Like you're competing to make it profitable or to
And
make
once you're
it.
established or once you reach profitability, then it gets slightly less exciting for me. But that's when I
Agree.
depend on others. And then the chaos is really from working with the others to execute your vision as opposed to just you doing it yourself. So that's where the chaos comes, because it's like, well, then they start having maybe issues with others and they don't do it as well as yourself. And then, that's where the chaos comes back. But like when the businesses get stable, which SOS is hopefully by year three will be, but or after year three, but year one and two is pretty volatile to say the least, which
Hey.
I do enjoy, but not everyone's a fan of that kind of shit.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to change topics
Yeah.
because I
That
do
was
have a
really the question.
question.
But they like, you think that's enough to satisfy them? You just basically said email.
So no, I mean it's. I think organization is the answer to this person's question. You need to be able to prioritize and organize,
What
right?
about calendar? Like how do you, I use iCalendar for the Apple. It
Yeah,
goes on my phone, my computer.
I use Google Calendar, so same thing.
And I still miss stuff. I still end up relying on people to tell me, hey, make sure you're on this call.
Yes, I do that all the time.
Yeah, you, Ashley, Katie from Yuma. There's always someone that's keeping me in line with, like, hey, make sure you're on this, because I ignore them on my calendar. That's the problem with text and with notifications, all this. Like, you end up ignoring it, just ends up becoming more noise somehow.
But to be fair, you've reminded me a time or two of a call.
When there's
So.
something like I know I scheduled, or like, not that they're not all important, but if I made it, then I'm like, we all remember about it.
Right, you're a little more in tune.
But I don't think that's the answer that satisfies people. This might be a topic for SOS next year, because this is a lot of people that came up to me also were asking me similar things, like,
Like what?
how do
How
you
to manage
podcast?
time?
How do you have time for all this and you still run a site and you still do? And the answer is, like, with people, it's not really me, but it
It's just
looks like
like
it's me.
Dan has learned from research on what it takes. So what it takes to run a research study, Dan has implemented that into his daily life. It's called delegation.
Delegation of duties.
Yep.
Without the log, we don't have the log, but we have a mental log. And it's not
So
always smooth. And then you let them use whatever they want. Like, I know Katie at YCT uses this thing called OneNote, which I've never even touched in my life ever. But she
never even
swears
heard of
by
it.
it. Yeah,
I haven't even
Microsoft.
heard of it.
It's a Microsoft product. A lot of CRAs use it. She
Okay.
uses it. I mean, you ask anyone. I think the real question is asking someone that's managing other people how they could do this other stuff. I don't think it's possible, because you need at some point to delegate. You need to at some point separate yourself from the nitty-gritty, which is the risky move, in order to do something else that's also uncertain. And then we're just doing it like four or five times over, maybe more.
There's only so many hours in the day, right?
Right.
And even if you're as driven as Elon Musk, because that man is very driven, you still need some sleep, you still need some personal time, and your family still wants time with you. So there's
Yeah.
only so many hours in the day. And it really boils down to the same what's the word I'm looking for? The same reality for everyone, right? So how many hours do I need for myself each day in terms of yourself, in terms of dealing with others, your family, and whatever other responsibilities you have? Like Dan has a child now, and Dory ain't letting him just not do nothing, I imagine. But the
Yeah.
point is how many hours can you dedicate to work, right? For some, it might be 10 hours a day. For others, it might be 15. It depends on the
Well,
individual.
and when
And
you're a business owner, you work like at all hours of the day.
but even that's different, right, Dan? So even when you're working 70 hours a day, it's still on a flexible schedule. Less
Yes.
so, the more hours you have to accommodate,
It's on
the
your time
less
still.
flexible.
Yeah.
But you can still say, okay, this day I need 8 hours to deal with these tasks, right? And this
Yeah.
other day I'm going to spend 16 hours working, or whatever the case might be. Obviously, though, there's a point where you can no longer work anymore. For me personally, I couldn't do it now, but it used to be about 75 hours. I just couldn't work more than 75 hours. I was too exhausted,
Right.
and then dealing with everything else. I can't work that much anymore. Maybe once in a while for like a week, I can do it, but if I have to do many weeks of that, it would kill me. Like literally, my chest starts hurting. So,
Yeah. It's not healthy, not safe. And if you look at each business like a person, because that you can look at it that way, you also reach a limit on the business before you have to like change things and either hire new staff, create new systems, new processes. And that's where a lot of business owners get stuck too, is they don't want to create a new paradigm or a new process or implement new training, which requires a lot of work to put into it, that could get you to the next level of scalability. A lot of people just don't want to, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you are happy with where your business is at, keep it that way. But there's a lot of people that always, want to do more, but they want to do more with the same process they've had before. It's just not going to work. Most processes have a limit to how much they can scale until you need to figure out other ways to scale it. AI may help some people in some regards, but as far as changing your entire business processes, not it's going to be more people, more systems, better systems, like who people report to. I was talking to Judy 2 days ago, and she was telling me at her site they have a referral processing system now where if a doctor refers a patient, there's like a strict process for how to follow up, what's the process, what's the form. That's how you scale. You can now accommodate like 20 referrals as opposed to one, and people are like freaking out about they don't know what to do with it. Well, you have to like imagine it first before it happens and create the process. Because when you create a process, you're creating an abstract system that you think will work, and then you test it, and then you see, okay, well, it worked kind of, but I need it really needs this as well. So then you do that, and then you say, okay, it works now. Is it profitable still? Yes, okay, then we're good right now then. And that's kind of the way businesses scale, but there's a way people scale too. And then I don't know, it's kind of a long-winded answer to this question, but
So I think for me, I think you set goals for yourself in life. And Dan's both fortunate, I guess, and unfortunate. He set very lofty goals for himself. And what I mean, not life in terms of, charitable givings with your time or money. I don't mean that. I mean in terms of your success in your career path. I think you set goals that you would be happy with. And if you achieve those goals, then you have to. And if you achieve them young, you need to take another look and see if do I continue or did I meet my goals and I'm good and I want to do something else with my life.
yeah, or is it worth it, or is this
Yeah.
constant
It's
quest
more
for?
it's really philosophical to a degree in terms
Yes.
of what you're looking to do with your life. For me,
This
I
life
have
philosophy is important, man. I've been reading that
well
lately.
I disagree with philosophy because most of it's based in atheistic views. So that's where I kind of disagree with
Well, if you
philosophical
take
views,
it
but
fully far, you it can, but like if you just look at it as mental models for how to
sure.
process input to output, it's there's a lot there.
Sure. But essentially, you have to understand yourself and what are your goals in life and what will
Yes.
make you happy and what will please you. And lastly, how do you feel you want to sit towards the end of your life, right? Where do you want to be?
Correct. And
So
your goals change. Like, I'm still ambitious, but my 22-year-old self was like, oh yeah, let's buy the Clippers. My 42-year-old self is like, well, I mean, it'd be nice to have that kind of money, but like, what's the difference between a couple billion and a couple hundred million? Like, I'm not gonna break my back to get that extra couple hundred million, just to,
Dan's
yeah.
gotten less greedy.
I don't know if it was greed, it was just misdirected,
Less ambitious. A little.
kind of.
That's less ambitious. But that's understanding.
Yeah.
This is my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a good thing that understanding that, you know what, maybe I want more from my family life than I do from my career life.
Right,
Possibly. I don't
right,
know if that's
right.
what your
No, but that's for
philosophy
sure
is.
what my philosophy is. But there's my philosophy is trying to find best of both worlds. Like,
Yeah,
and if it
that's
so
mine too.
happens that I own a baseball team or something, that's great. But if all I have is couple hundred million and left a
That's all?
nice,
That's all?
I think that's achievable with the lifestyle I imagine. I
Okay.
think billions could be too, but it's a would require a
Well,
little bit more sacrifice.
you're for sure more ambitious than I. My goal in life is if I ever retire, which I'm not sure I ever will,
Nah, I don't think you will.
but I will semi-retire like a Jim Parkhurst.
Well, yeah, like everyone knows him, but sure, I
No,
get you,
I
I
know
get you.
you know. I know you know him.
We gotta check up on him, by the way. I don't know
Yeah,
if you haven't
I
heard.
just asked Monica about him. She said he's doing well, but
Ah, okay.
She knows him. She still talks to him all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, just so long as I can comfortably live my life where money's no longer of importance, everything I need is met. Not saying I need can live extravagantly, just I have no needs.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
my ultimate goal at a realistically younger age. That would be a nice goal to achieve.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy what a little like decade or two will do to your thought process. But there is something to be said about like it's okay to change your goals as you mature. You're supposed to. But there's something interesting I've observed over these last 2 decades as well. And it kind of boils down to mentality. Like there's a scarcity and there's an abundance mentality. I haven't lost my abundance mentality at all. But I've noticed that the less I try to focus on the money, the easier it comes. And I don't know if that's because a function of just snowball effect of everything we've been doing. When I'm not focused on the money per se, I'm just focused on the process or doing something I actually enjoy versus doing it because they could lead to money. I've noticed it actually works better.
Oh, most definitely. Most
And I
definitely.
think a lot of people get into this industry for the wrong reason. Like, oh, yeah, it's a lot of money. And then they end up taking shortcuts. And it's like, I got in this industry by accident. And it's like, well, I see it as like a blank canvas. Like, there's things you can do within it. And I've learned to enjoy a lot of it. And I despise a lot of it. And I try not to associate myself with the part I despise and double down on the part that I like. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good way to go about it. And where you and I differ, and I don't think I've ever said this to you, but why I'm honestly open to selling things is because I would like to achieve my goal today. In other words, sets where I know I don't have to worry about money anymore, and then determine how do I want to move forward from here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to buy the thunder, basically.
No, that's not something I want to do.
Nah,
Absolutely not. But
I'm just
yeah, I
messing.
mean,
Different age, you're like a decade older.
yep,
And,
almost
maybe when I'm
exactly.
there. Yeah, maybe when I'm there. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know where it's right now in the next like 2, 3 years. I could see that far out.
Yeah, I was much more ambitious at your age.
Than I am now.
I'm probably about the same as you are now.
Yeah.
It's funny how things change. You have some health issues and other issues with age, and it's like, maybe I need to enjoy the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at headspace now.
Yeah, and I find the people that get into this stuff for the right reasons tend to stick around.
Yeah, that's why I actually enjoy a lot of what I do. I mean, there's one thing I really hate doing, but outside of that, everything else I enjoy. And that's why I would never fully retire, but I surely would offload that one thing I hate. You know
I'm
what I
trying to
mean?
think if there's anything I hate. I mean, of course, there's certain things I don't like doing, but I'm not sure I hate anything that I do
Okay.
right now.
Hate's too strong a word. Dislike. I don't really hate anything in my life.
Yeah.
But dislike. If we
But
get
like a lot of the people watching, listening are employees and they truly hate their jobs. And they're asking this because they want to do something on their own, but they want to figure out how to manage both.
well,
Because that's where I think the essence of this question comes from.
so I would guess that it's an employee that's in the research industry, and it's not necessarily research that they hate, otherwise they wouldn't be asking you, I don't
Right.
think. They just hate their employer.
I think it's
And
CRA.
yeah, that job's tough, but there's always
There's a
other empl
lot. The water's warm over here. Jump in. But it's a
yeah.
lot. It's difficult as well as a site owner, just in a different way.
We have a lot of successful CRA clients. As that's just, if you want to learn more, reach out to Dan. He'll put you in touch with me and we can have a conversation.
And then we had a few CRAs at Save Our Sites too.
Yep.
Came on their own dime.
But
Probably for similar reasons.
I'm getting called to dinner, Dan.
Yeah,
So
me too.
before I go though, oh, perfect
Do
timing.
you
So
feel like you
before
answered
we
the question well or not really?
so
You know they're
in a
looking for some magical formula like Chris uses
There is,
this.com and
there,
this.net.
there isn't one, but I would say if it's a CRA, so with that frame of work, that's much simpler. I would say CRAs are our third largest percentile of clients.
Aside of
Yeah, and there's definitely a way to make that work. One of our clients, she's still a CRA. I'm not going to throw her name out there because I don't want to get her in trouble, but she was at our conference and she was so happy to meet. She met you too, Dan, right? You know who I'm talking about. She's in North. But anyhow, she met me. I don't know if she met Dan because Dan and I really didn't spend a whole lot of time together at the conference, but she was just so happy because she just made her first million. She just had her first $1 million a year, and but she's still working as a CRA too,
the
which
one
is
in
crazy in
Chicago?
my.
I didn't. I
So,
said hi to her for like 5 seconds.
yeah, I talked to her for a while.
Did
So,
not know she's still a CRA. What's wrong there? You gotta let go of that shit. This.
I know why she is. It makes sense for her. But
Otherwise, it ain't making any damn sense.
she is just one of many CRAs that work with us. So, I'm not trying to sell our service, but send Dan an email, set it up, and we can have a conversation.
And shout out to Creo, who is one of the sponsors of this podcast and of SOS. We have a CRA who started his site on the backbone of Creo and says there's no way he could have ever maintained his job as a CRA and the site without Creo ability to monitor the site remotely. And now he's full time. You know who I'm talking about. He hasn't come to, he has yet to come to a conference, by the way, that I'm aware of.
Okay. So now we're going to, because we both have to go for 2 minutes, I'm going to fully change the topics. Okay. So I'm going to set the context. Dan and I, UM Clinical Trials, we have this new study and
This is like
we're
the Easter
discussing,
egg at the end.
yeah. So we're discussing screen failure ratios. Dan says he would, so this sponsor is going to pay for the first five. And then you can ask for an amendment for maybe the next five, even though it's not clear what that amendment will entail. Or you can have the first five paid and then a ratio. So, Dan, you said you would rather go for the amendment than a 2-to-1, two screen failures to one. Now, they did say, I don't know if you read the whole email, but it says they're expecting a 50% screen failure rate.
So that means it's really 75.
So that's where I'm going. Would you be agreeable? Would you prefer the amendment? Because see, I don't like amendments because you got to A, remember to do them, and
I
then
won't
B, you don't know
forget.
what you're going to get.
As
But
this
you don't know what
organized,
you're going
as
to
we
get.
said, I program in Creo.
Well,
Shout out to Creo. It will tell me.
fine.
This
Sure.
last screen fail, you didn't earn anything, and then I'm gonna look under the hood. Why? Oh shoot, I gotta go email
Sure.
Creo. Creo keeps technology
But
keeps me on track.
don't disagree. But you still don't know what that amendment is going to entail. So, would you be open to a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1? Because I initially asked for 5-to-1, right? So for every randomization, we need to pay you the
Yeah, I'd
next
be up in a
five.
4-to-1. A two
Four
to
to
one's
one.
a little crazy. I'm not afraid of the amendments because I know the sponsor. So in my head, I
Well,
put a value.
if you prefer, I'll just say no to what
If it
they
was like a
propose.
sucky sponsor, probably not. But like this one, I know who they are. I have a direct line with them. They want to work with us. They've
Okay.
come out to see us. We've been on webinars for their company as a
Well,
site. So they will, as long as we've done what we said and it's reasonable, right?
okay.
They will do it. But I don't
Okay.
know. That's not the same rule for every sponsor out there.
No, absolutely not. So now you're on the fence, or I'm on the fence. I don't know what you want.
The
Do you want
three
me
to
to ask
one
for
or
four to
an
one?
amendment. A 4-to-1 or the amendment.
Okay. So I'll just give her the option. Hey,
To
we
me,
either
that's a
need.
wash. That's a coin toss.
Okay. So I'll let her know either 4-to-1, we can have a ratio of 4-to-1, or we just prefer an amendment and have a later conversation.
They'll choose the amendment, safer for them.
Probably. But I'll give them the option.
But with Creo, it don't matter. And that's a good way to wrap this up.
There you
It don't
go.
matter. The
All
first
right.
screen failure, I see we didn't earn money. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Oh, time to do
Yep.
amendment. Like,
All right.
subscribe, comment, share, go eat dinner. Bye-bye.
All right, man.